Those taking a trade at NSCC Sydney Waterfront Campus had a chance to show off their skills at the Nova Scotia Skills Competition. Over 300 competitors from secondary, post-secondary, and apprenticeship programs competed in 12 skilled trade and technology contests, with winners advancing to the Skill Canada National Competition in Toronto, where they'll represent Team Nova Scotia. The events were spread out through the entirety of the NSCC Sydney Waterfront Campus, with challenges in carpentry, electrical work, plumbing, refrigeration, and welding. There were also events for people with disabilities, including Ambilympics cooking, photography, floral arrangement, and job search. The competition is put on by Skills Canada Nova Scotia, a nonprofit organization that provides youth the opportunities to explore careers in skilled trades and technologies, with the competition being held as their signature event. Operations manager for Skills Canada Nova Scotia, Laura King, says the benefits of the competition are twofold.
One is providing the opportunity for the students and apprentices that are competing in the competitions to challenge themselves, challenge their skills, and to strive for excellence. And then the second side is to invite local students and the community in so that maybe we can inspire someone to think about a career in a skilled trade or technology, which we all know now, you know, are underfilled.
In addition to the competition, high school students were invited to an accompanying career showcase with hands-on learning opportunities for students interested in exploring careers in the trades. King says over 800 high school students came out for the career showcase and spoke more about the need to bring more people into the trades.
You know, we have a housing crisis. We have aging infrastructure. So the amount of skilled trades and technologists, because now all trades incorporate technology in there as well. So we know that there are a lot of spaces that need to be filled in those areas, especially in the coming years, as we transition from old school methods, which are still very valid and very helpful, but also transitioning into the future of different trades and transportations, like retraining automotive technicians for the EV market, retraining carpenters to produce reliable houses and commercial structures, but faster than we've ever done it before because it's needed.
As for the winners at the skills competition, they now move on to the national competition, which will be held at the end of May in Toronto and is expected to bring in over 550 competitors from all regions of Canada to participate in over 40 skilled trade and technology competitions. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.